friends and families of the 35 Syracuse University students killed in the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing 29 years ago attended a remembrance ceremony on campus yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, many can still remember where they were when the event took place.
Krauss chimes sounded 35 times, honoring the SU students killed in the attack. SU professor Lawrence Mason Jr. was also working as a photographer for United Press International back in 1988. He remembers wrapping Christmas presents when he received a phone call from his boss, who told him about the bombing. His boss asked Mason to take pictures of a memorial service on campus that night.
I just told him, I can't shoot the memorial service. If I'm there, I should be there grieving. I don't believe I should be there with a camera.
Mason and a partner, David Grunfeld, went to an SU basketball game and tried to take a picture that captured the feeling on campus. Grunfeld shot the picture, and Mason transmitted it to the world.
A picture of a crying cheerleader, one of our cheerleaders, that ran all over the world, front page. It encapsulated just what everybody was feeling that night at the basketball game. That I remember the dome being quiet. There were still a lot of people there, but I just don't think they knew what to do.
Mason says as the community remembers SU's championships, they will also always remember the students they lost over Lockerbie, Scotland. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.